The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham.
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
Morning, chaps.
Morning, Steve.
How are we? Okay. Right, let's get on to Hay against Pelly. So all week, these two have been at it. The fight sold out, as we knew it would do, in like minutes, didn't it? It's ludicrous. You can't get a ticket for that now.
Amazing.
So O2, could it have been a bigger venue, do you think?
Yeah, I reckon
should they have made it a bigger venue?
What's bigger than the O2?
Wembley.
Well,
80,000 people.
don't give that to David Day.
No.
Prenton Park.
No, see, look.
You could have a football stadium.
You could have
had
a football stadium, but with there being no title on the line, I think they'd be a little bit worried. But I think with the bravado that's been going on, it's just put an extra note on the Sky box office.
I've just had the vision. Tony Bellew does him in whatever round. And then it's a big hype for a rematch, and it happens back in Goodison Park.
Ooh, two fights.
Sounds like a plan.
The odds are immensely stacked against him. We had Dale from Skybet on before. He gave the odds out, and literally, you know, if you were going to bet on Tony, according to Skybet, anyway, you're throwing your money away. But you two feel there could be a surprise.
Well worth a bet.
Look, yeah. here's my breakdown of the fight. Right, let's not forget. These two are both of my friends outside the ring. I get on with the pair of them. Now, okay, David is freakishly strong and he's got immense power, and I mean
speed.
Immense power. He's the hardest puncher I've ever been in the ring with. He is. Now, he hasn't had a good fight for 5 years. He hasn't been pushed to any level in the last 5 years. He's done nothing for 5 years, and that in terms of as a boxer affects how you perform. You're never going to beat your best.
Yeah.
Bellew is top draw.
Yeah.
He's been a top level in top fights.
Recently.
Against pound for pound, best fighters in the world. Look at Adonis Stevenson. You know, he wasn't outclassed. He was in the fight. Do you know what I mean? He's been a top level. He's been getting the rounds. He's been knocking world title contenders
getting
out.
Getting the rounds is the one
Makabu,
being active.
Makabu, honest to God, make no bones about it. That guy before that fight was...
Everyone was running scared of him, weren't they?
Running scared of him. He was top draw. He was a class fighter. You know, and Bellew dealt with him. So he's been getting that experience, that what's needed to be at top level and perform at top level and be at your best. He's at that now.
And he's fought at heavyweight as a younger guy.
Exactly. He was 2 or 3-time ABA heavyweight champion. So the weight's not going to be an issue. Don't look too much into the weight. Now, like I said, the power is a big thing. If Bellew can take that power early, then, you know, anything can happen. I fancy Bellew to win.
Well, what's the difference in power, Masher? But what do you think he's going to be sort of taking that's more than the current level he's at?
I'm only lightweight, and I'm only a little fella, so you're totally probably best at that.
But it would be like you fighting someone one weight category above, wouldn't it?
It's not just the weight category, it's the freakish power. Let's not forget, David is a natural cruiserweight himself. He's not a full-blown heavyweight. Do you know what I mean? He come from light heavy up to heavy. And obviously on the way, won the cruiserweight undisputed world title, which Bellew's the number one cruiserweight at the minute, same title. So it's not, in a sense, the weight issue with them, because they're relatively the same size as we've seen in the press conference.
But it's
the freakish power.
Yeah, but
don't,
you know,
understand.
All of that to want to aside, people's attributes and whatever, it's the build-up of the fight. And it's how one gets into each other one's head.
It does affect.
I thought that, you know, Hay was getting on the Bellew's head, but I think Bellew's worked it right, being clever, getting the fight. And now it's turning, the slide's turning. Now I think Tony's getting under David Hay's skin.
Here's Hay, right, have a listen.
He's ticking
to
him off.
Yeah, so, big time.
This is David Hay yesterday.
Wait, how much does it kill you that I'm promoting this show?
It doesn't kill you. It doesn't hurt you at all. I love it, because you're seeing what happens in the promotion.
You're seeing tickets
sold out. You see the paper numbers.
Done that before.
This is what happens. I would probably be working with Matchroom if your old man was running the show, because your old man was a great promoter.
You know why? You are working with Matchroom because you've got no choice, because you need the dough.
That's David A talking to Eddie Hearn.
Well, I haven't seen that. And do you know what? Eddie Hearn is playing his part in this big time. He's playing his part and he's getting David Hay wound up. You can see they're under his skin.
Do you know the thing is though? Look, you obviously used to won't remember Barry. I worked with Barry from a younger
Barry
age, and the guy is a different class. David's right what he's saying. Barry was different from Eddie. Don't get me wrong. Eddie's smashing it. Eddie's got it. He's doing it. He's doing what his dad never
but done. That doesn't matter because what matters is Eddie Hearn is doing it now. He's the promoter and he is getting under his skin. Even though if David Hay is right, it doesn't matter because Eddie Hearn's not going to admit that.
He's
going to stand by his side and go, no, you know, you're working for me. Have a bit of that. And well, he's not going to like that.
Eddie's doing it better than anyone's ever done it.
Yes, he's smashing it.
And for David Hay having his own promotions and doing his own thing and happened to, you know, basically drop down to his.
This is Tony Bellew.
Deep in my heart, I understand. Yeah, you're fragile. Head of Hay Mega Box, you can bring out my t-shirts. That was his job.
Deep
back
in your heart, I know you're fragile as they come.
You've
never fought anyone who fights back.
If
you really believe them last two cards, you thought were really good. I'd smash the I'm
going to
smash you.
Wow.
There we go. So that's Tony. So yesterday, Hay hit Tony. Yeah. Yeah. So
did you see that when it happened?
Is that sportsmanship?
No, mate. No way. No.
So that shouldn't be allowed.
It was wrong. It was.
Would pushing be allowed?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. No, see, this is the thing.
I know it's not allowed, but you can't go wrong with a little push and a little shove. It's just one of them.
You shouldn't touch another
opponent. I agree with you.
You know, I think David was bang out of order for doing what he done, but again, Bellew, you shouldn't have pushed him.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion, and that's the opinion of probably
the boxing board.
You shouldn't touch another.
You can understand Tony Bellew pushing Hay because he hates him that much.
No,
and
but
David
got in his face, so it works both ways. David put his head on his, so Bellew wanted to get him out.
We're going to be out in a minute. No. Don't tone. But you can understand Tony Bellew acting like that because he's expressed how he feels about David Hay and how much he really wants to get in there.
How much he doesn't like him.
And how much he doesn't like him. So that's, you can expect that. So that's happened. But when David Hay is through a punch, which you don't expect, then it's like fingers point at him and it's a punch as well. David Hay's coming out of this badly.
I didn't see the shots when it happened. I had to see the replays and stuff.
Yeah, it was that quick.
It was just like clip.
Yeah, it was.
Just clipped him with a little sly left.
That was a quick.
It was. Honest to God, even when I watched it back two or three times, I didn't see the shots.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
So who's won mentally there?
Tony Bellew.
Tony's what, even though he got punched yesterday
I think he's got under the skin. I do think he's.
Do you not think Tony would have gone away going, I wish I'd punched him back?
No. At the time, yeah. But when he's walked away from it and looked at it, he's probably thought, you know what? I took a shot there, but I'm winning the battle.
And nobody's come out smelling the gold.
Yeah.
Because everybody's looking at him. Yeah. Have you seen the interviews after? He's like, I don't hold myself as a thug. I'm a professional sportsman.
Yeah.
I want my sport.
Oh, he's opened
to be held
up. He's opened up a wound
in
there,
a good context, not as a thug as he's just proved he is.
Yeah.
So he's come out smelling the roses.
David Hayes opened up a wound and Tony Bellew's just going to rub salt all day long in it now.
That's good analogy, isn't
it? That is a good analogy.
I don't know what it is. It's Himalayan salt.
Which hurts a little bit more.
Yeah. Right, that dissolves into the skin.
You've said they're both your mates. I'll get Tony on next week and you get David Hay on the week.
Look, you will not get older, David.
He's your mate.
I'm telling you now, you will not get older, David. He will not do any
press.
Have
you not been texting him?
Look, no, I spoke to him. The week he was here with for the Bellew fight during the commentary,
right.
I spoke to him that weekend, but...
Did you ask him why he'd been ignoring
you? Shannon Briggs to get hold of him.
I know what he's like now. He will not do anything at all prior to this fight other than what he's obligated to do for Matchroom. That's it. You won't see him.
He should be talking to the people of Liverpool and his best friend.
No, because he said a few bad things about...
Scousers, I was a little bit disappointed with that.
Yeah, you know.
With your stupid Scouse accent.
No, it's called the scumbags and stuff like that. Scumbag Scousers or something like that, I heard. And, you know, he's...
That's out of order, isn't it?
God help him.
Robbie says, Cardiff with the roof closed would be a better venue. He's right. Cardiff, the Millennium Stadium.
Neutral place as well.
That's a top suggestion. Maybe, as you said at the start, maybe they didn't realise how big it was going to be.
Yeah.
But actually, the personalities have made it now, haven't they? Got a quick clip of David Hay on Shannon Briggs, your mate. So this is David Hay again. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're this big killer, why did you fight them two clowns?
Because nobody else wanted to fight him.
He did that.
That's what.
You've got the money, but you're begging you for more money than them two. Why didn't you fight him?
Who?
Shannon.
Because he didn't want to fight if he wasn't on paper.
No, he did want to fight and he's been
checked. I had a contract with Shannon Briggs to fight and he pulled out of that
situation. You could have fought him instead of fighting the man.
No.
And it's going to go on and on and on.
I think Tony does do his homework and he knows his facts. And I think he's right. I believe in me. He's David Hay. I don't really.
Well, I'm sure Shannon will have seen the interview, will have seen that. And I'm sure he'll come out with something. Yeah. And let you know what's going on and what the truth behind it is, whether you know whether Bellew's got a spot on or David's lying. So we'll know. Shannon is really outspoken. I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast with Shannon Briggs on, and it's fascinating.
Underneath all that craziness, I agree with you, Masha. I think Tony is a very clever man, and I think there's a lot of preempted lines in there. David Hay looks like Ben Stiller in Zoolander. Have you seen Zoolander?
Yeah.
That haircut he's got now
and his blue steel pole.
See, he acts all this cool bravado, but underneath that skin and behind, there's like Tony said, there's a bit of fragile there, and Tony Bellew's exposing that, and he's exposing it loud and proud out there in his face, and it's great.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.